Hey, this is my final blog post. I don't know whether to be glad it's over or kind of sad that I won't get to make more of these audio recordings that are so fun. Actually, that's not being sarcastic. I actually really like these. But yeah, for the final blog, it's an audio response to Collapsis. And Collapsis, the game, the website, the transmedia work was just so impressive. Like, it's just amazing what's being created today. It was just so, when I first looked at the website, I just thought it was so intimidating. And after doing all of these projects, I just couldn't help but think of all the man hours, like how much time has gone into this, you know? And so it made me excited to play the actual game. So this work that people are putting their hearts and souls into actually, you know, is getting out there and getting coverage. And it was just a beautiful piece. I really enjoyed the artwork per se and the style that was done with it. It's just so gorgeous. And I also like the message. I mean, I wrote in my earlier blog post, I'm not really much of a gamer, but from what I can tell, well, I mean, I don't really know much about like Black Ops and COD and all that jazz, but it those RPG games, role-playing games, it just seemed kind of almost masturbatory the way they focus on a single issue and get these kids so engulfed in this fictional aspect, when Collapsis, not necessarily the same platform, but in the same, like, it's a game that's working to promote almost advocacy. And I really appreciated their approach to sharing knowledge, and I think that's a really important part of the media system that we're moving into in the frontier. We need to focus on, I mean, yeah, it's great learning about the latest, I don't know, Assassin's Creed development, but I feel that, especially our generation with the invention of Twitter and Facebook and these completely self-absorbed creations, there's such a lack of understanding with global issues and news issues, and even myself. I mean, like, I watch The Daily Show, and that's considered my news source. You know, I get on Facebook, and it's sickening, and I hate that. And so I know I would like to be a more well-informed college student, and I think things like Collapsis could really help the world in that area and get kids off of this isolated island they've thrown their minds onto and actually get them thinking about world issues, things that impact them as well as people abroad, perhaps indirectly rather than directly, but that are still just as important. So that's really, I thought it was a brilliant piece. Transmedia work in general, I don't know why, it seems forced. It doesn't seem natural to me. I don't know why. I kind of cringe whenever I think about it, or whenever it's attempting to be shown, because I feel like no matter how hard you try, you cannot successfully combine a game, like video clip, audio, you know, I feel like it's a bit forced in that. But looking over the work that we've done this past quarter, I know we filled out the evaluations today in class. I actually really enjoyed this class, and I actually really enjoyed doing the blogs. Maybe that's kind of how self-involved I am, but I enjoyed sharing my opinion and feeling that it would actually get heard. So I've really liked the transmedia work we've done in this quarter, and it's really, I don't know if it's changed my own creative work per se. I'm definitely more aware of the creative process and the collaboration. I mean, you wanted us to collaborate. You got that, William. So I'm definitely more aware of that. But as for exploring work in the future, I don't know that it'll have such a deep impact on me. Maybe if this course had been longer or more. Or I feel we just scratched the surface, and there's just so much more that could be there. But yeah, it's definitely, it was definitely a fun course. Definitely learned a lot about other people working in collaboration. So success, Tiger Blood.